It's Edward Goldman with R-Talk on KCRW. Last week, I went on the air with a program suggesting that major museums in Los Angeles could be more generous to their public, compared to their counterparts in the United States and Europe, some of which are open 7 days a week and offer free admission. Our museums do not seem quite as generous. The number of responses this program got was the highest I've received in the last few years. You may want to take a look at the spirited comments on the Art Talk website. Some local museums reprimanded me for not mentioning the fact that they offer free admission to their public. And it's true. Some local museums, including the California African American Museum, the Santa Monica Museum of Art, and the Torrance Art Museum, do let their public come for free. So, my friends, I do recommend that before you visit Los Angeles museums, check out their websites for hours and special deals. It might make your trip more enjoyable. Now, let's turn our attention to one of the most significant historical landmarks in Los Angeles, the Wilshire Boulevard Temple. This 1929 Byzantine-style building, after 2 years of extensive restoration, is scheduled to reopen in September. A couple of weeks ago, I went on a press walkthrough given by Rabbi Stephen Leder and architect Brenda Levin. Known for the restoration of such landmarks as the Bradbury Building, the Wiltern Theater, and Griffith Observatory. It was my first experience visiting this formidable building, and I was duly impressed by its sumptuous architecture and richness of interior decor. The most unusual aspect of the decorations is its huge 320-foot-long mural wrapping around the temple's interior. It was commissioned by Hollywood's Warner Brothers and painted by film set designer Hugo Ballin in a very dramatic style reminiscent of Hollywood's silent era movies. What's unusual is that the mural, with its figurative imagery, breaks the second commandment in the Jewish Old Testament, which says, "Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image." But hey, we are talking about Hollywood in the roaring 20s. The fresco, before the restoration, was in very bad condition, but now it shines in its full operatic glory. I want to thank one of my listeners who sent me an email with timely information about the upcoming exhibition at the Nevada Museum of Art, celebrating the work of American architect William Pereira, responsible for the Los Angeles International Airport, San Francisco's iconic Transamerica Tower, and the original LACMA campus. It's indeed ironic that the Nevada Museum of Art is honoring Pereira as a modernist maverick, while we in Los Angeles are planning to tear down one of his key projects, the original LACMA building. In a recent profile on Ed Ruscha in The New Yorker, his famous 11-foot-wide painting, Los Angeles County Museum of Art on Fire, is described as, quote, "a source of undying regret to Michael Govan, the current director of LACMA, who considers it a quintessential Los Angeles picture," end quote. I wholeheartedly agree with this assessment by Mr. Govan, but once again, I find myself questioning the wisdom of tearing down the very building that has inspired Ed Ruscha to create his masterpiece. It's been Edward Goldman with Art Talk on KCRW.